Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple. No, don't do that.
That's right. Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple. That's what I'm talking about. Some initiative. Proud of you, baby. It's your man, Syph.
And Gina.
And we appreciate you guys tuning in to another episode of the Interracial Odd Couple podcast. You can also find us at interracial underscore odd underscore couple underscore podcast on Instagram. And you can also holler at us on Twitter at ILC Podcast. You can email us at interracialoddcouple@gmail.com. You can get at me at Cypher Omni. You can get at you at where?
Me?
Yeah.
Lady Ann 79 or Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
There you go. Gina's Herbal Kitchen is in the works in the mix of all this crisis and in the crux of all this crisis situation there, going on right now.
Yes, there's stuff to help you.
Yes, there is.
There is stuff to help you.
But we definitely appreciate you guys listening to us yet again this week. I know last week Gina said it was a trash episode. We hope you enjoyed it.
It's still trash.
Damn.
Goodness.
Got a tough critic in the house. That's some bullshit. Why ghost head hot? Man, quit breathing on my foot. But anyway. Yeah, we hope everybody's being safe and being responsible out here in the midst of the COVID-19 crisis going on right now. Oh. Walked through the grocery stores last weekend, Walmart and local grocers and shit, and it looks like a desolate wasteland on some of them shelves. Lying about the damn body wash aisle still
there. Yeah, I go every couple days just to pick up a few more things.
Little things.
We're prepared, but we're not prepared for 6 to 8 weeks. We're only prepared for, you know, 2, maybe 3 weeks. So it's like,
okay. Most people ain't even that prepared because it's tough.
Oh, actually, probably most people are more prepared because they fucking take everything.
Oh, well, yeah. They're prepared for the runs.
Right, I guess.
That's about it.
And this does not include that. But, so I've been going every couple of days and there is absolutely nothing. It's just like picking, you know, everything I can get, you know, here and there. And, you know, popping it in the freezer. Mm-hmm. I had to get the most expensive fucking hot dogs, which I don't even like hot dogs. But if worse comes to worse, we're going to eat fucking hot dogs.
I don't like those. I'm being American and privileged. I don't like those hot dogs.
I know. We don't like the expensive shit.
Where the Kroger at?
We like the cheap shit.
Where the Kroger at, man?
But, I mean, like we eat hot dogs, but...
And our sons is going through it, too, in Texas.
Yeah, they can't find nothing. Yep. I mean, it's been 4 days, 5 days now, and he still can't find toilet paper.
Yep, as of recording time, definitely.
And he's been everywhere. He's been to all the gas stations. He's been all the, you know, businesses that sell toilet paper, and there is
none. Walmart, everything. Walgreens.
Heb, HEB, or whatever that place is.
Bucky's.
Yeah, he's been everywhere, and nowhere has anything.
Yeah.
And it's just...
It's a panic buy. A lot of it is a panic buy, too.
Really disappointing. And today, I seen a post that somebody's selling a fucking pack of toilet paper for $8,000 on eBay.
Who the fuck's going to buy a pack of fucking toilet paper $8,000?
And it's bidding. These people are bidding for it, and it's going up.
That shit better be made and woven out of angel pubic hairs.
I mean...
I'm serious.
Seriously. If worst case is the worst, I know how we are going to survive without no toilet paper.
That's easy.
I know how to make shit.
Yeah, you are my commodity when it comes to that. And I also told the boys, too, I said, you better wash your socks or use some socks and wash them.
Just get some flannel.
Don't be giving away our secrets.
No, it's just common sense.
Hear that?
What was that?
That's the police going after zombies out here in the zombie apocalypse. That's what's going on.
Must be.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, you just take cotton. If you got some cotton sheets, if you got whatever, and just cut them into little 5x5 sheets for pee, or, you know, 10x10 sheets for when you shit.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in a little plastic sack.
Don't you start your shit.
Wash them every night.
Ghosts get ready to bark, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry. But yes, it isn't an issue. You know what would be an issue, though?
If you didn't have water.
If we use your handkerchiefs.
We're not using my handkerchiefs.
You got a million handkerchiefs. We can wipe our asses with those if we need to.
No, I will. I will make us some out of out of flannel.
Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. Here we go. You know what's about to happen.
Oh, don't yell.
A commercial pause break, and he's going outside.
I'll take some drinks then.
Okay. So now the ghost is out of the damn house, we can actually talk about what you were talking about.
Yeah.
Oh, making toilet paper
making
out of
toilet
flannel.
Paper. Right.
And I'm still thinking we should use your handkerchief.
No, I'm going to need my handkerchiefs.
What are you going to need them for?
I always need them.
You don't get a runny nose with the COVID-19.
No, but my nose runs no matter what, so I'm still going to probably have a runny nose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do have a runny nose all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know why you still do, but I mean, we do, but
it's
we can't talk
bad.
About that.
It's not as bad as it was.
Yeah.
It used to run 24/7.
Yeah, when you thought you had a brain tumor.
I did. I thought my brain was leaking. I swear
Who
it was leaking.
Who comes up with this shit?
There was no other explanation. I was like, I was down to just my brain leaking. That was it. I mean,
of Munchausen syndrome?
I went through every other possibility.
I'm sorry, Mama.
Right?
Oh, man. There's I do no want to option. Dedicate this episode, though, however, to all the medical professional workers out there. Everybody that works in retail, y'all are the real fucking heroes, mm-hmm. man.
Busting your asses.
Man.
Poor,
that's
poor
who things. I want to dedicate this episode to.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All jokes aside at that, for real. Because you guys are out there not only sacrificing your health, you're working countless hours.
Yep, struggling.
It's crazy. It's definitely crazy. Who do you want to dedicate it to?
Those same people.
The same people?
Yeah.
You sentiments, want, exactly.
There's, I mean, no one else out there right now.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, the government's working hard and everything, trying to do everything they can. But those people are
front
and center.
Yeah, they're the real frontline defenders. Yeah, so I definitely want to dedicate this episode to everybody that's in those particular professions, whether you're emergency medical service, EMS, you know, all the above.
I mean, cashiers,
retail, especially retail.
Right
man.
And left, like it's their fault. There's no goddamn toilet paper. It's not their fucking fault.
Fuck Becky. Becky sucks. If Becky wants to yell at you while you're in the veggie aisle because you had a slip up of a cough while she licks her fingers to open up the bag to put her asparagus in it, fuck Becky.
Right.
Dead ass. Fuck her and fuck everybody else, man.
You know how many people I saw lick their fingers before they open up a bag?
It happens
Saturday.
All the time. And I've been saying that for years. There's no way in hell I do that shit. People licking their fucking fingers just to open up the bags to put their vegetables in. And it ain't that many people in the vegetable aisle, by the way. Get your shit together, America. This should be more of a wake-up call than a fucking virus.
Right. I got my seedlings growing. I'm just...
Hell
one
yeah,
thing
we got
I'm
our
really,
vegetation
really, really
growing over
sad
here,
about is that...
What you sad about?
I didn't start my learnings.
Your journey?
Decades ago.
Yeah.
We would be way better off. We would have a whole goddamn room dedicated to goddamn...
Somebody's all, been watching
you know.
The outsider.
No. But we would... I mean, we would. We would have a whole entire pantry room full of canned goods of everything that we'd grown.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have to want for anything. We True. Wouldn't have to eat out ever. We wouldn't have to go to the store ever.
That's definitely not happening right now.
No.
Because we only eat a cheat meal once every couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Once every other week, maybe.
Yeah,
but drive through, fuck you. Ain't happening. If I'm making $7.25 an hour before taxes, I'm going to go to work sick too.
Yeah,
I know it sounds fucked up, but I am going to go to work sick too. Especially if I have a family at home.
Yeah.
Drive-through only. Well, I'm going to drive past that drive-through. I ain't going to no drive-throughs. There's no Wendy's. There's no McDonald's. There's no Chick-fil-A. There's no Burger King.
Home.
There's no any of it.
Nope.
Not doing it.
I do. I mean, I'm sorry I can't help the community in that way by, you know, helping the mom and pop shops and this and that. I'm sorry I can't. I mean, I'm
Everybody's suffering in their own way.
I have to... You know, think about me. I mean, I've prepared all my life by teaching myself how to cook and, you know, how to do everything at home in case.
Yeah.
Well, now it's in case.
Well, that's definitely an extreme example, but that's what's happening right now.
Whether but it's if you being go back, blown but if, out of proportion or not, if
the,
I mean...
If the listeners want to go back to season three, under the episode, when I found the spice aisle.
Yeah.
When I found the spice aisle, she knew how to cook when she found the spice aisle.
Yeah.
Oh, man, it opened up her whole world.
It did. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you. Man.
And that's one thing that I was talking about, too, with my 9-to-5. That, yeah, I'm still going to my 9-to-5, but that's already about to be X'd out. True. So, yes, Syfe is going to also be quarantined for a month at least.
Yeah.
Without disclosing what I do, because that's nobody's business. People that listen to us, some of them know what we do, because some of them do what I do. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm about to be quarantined too, you know, starting this week coming up.
Yeah, so there is no going out to eat.
No,
there
ain't no going nowhere.
No, it's at home.
Everything, and you know what sucks even
bread
more?
Bread gets made at home.
And you know what's got me more? I'm not depressed that I ain't going to be able to go to work. I'm going to get a lot done in a month.
Yeah.
For one, take this as an opportunity to really, you know, pursue things or capitalize on things that you're already pursuing.
Learn more about the garden aspect.
And that's what she's going to do. I'm not learning about no gardens. But,
you are.
Well, I'm going to by default. But
yes, he is.
But yeah. Even creators out there, if you're in your creative spaces, take advantage of this time to reset, slow down, sit back, relax, and really reevaluate what you're doing. Focus on what you're doing. Just take this as an opportunity it's a gift and a curse of what's going on right now.
And I think it's a huge gift.
And definitely huge condolences to people that have lost their lives
during
this time right now.
And their families.
We don't want to neglect that fact. And the families that, you know, are suffering because of this, you know, it's sad. It's definitely sad on that aspect. But if you're still fortunate enough to be alive, to be healthy, use this as an opportunity to really pursue your goals. Or switch it up if you want to. Just use this as an opportunity to really just fixate on what it is that you want to, you know, what you want to go after, what you want to achieve, what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you're a creator out there. Yeah. If you're a creator of content, creator of art, creator of music.
Right now, music's no live bands no more.
No, ain't
right
no shows. Now. Shows is over. That shit's over for pretty much the rest of the year. It's over.
So it's like, what do you want to do now? How do you want to get yourself out there? Keep yourself out there. And get money coming in at the same time. How are you going to do that? Well, everybody's going to be sitting at home.
Yeah.
So that you know what they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
They're going to be on their iPads. They're going to be on their phones.
Pornhub is probably seeing a huge fucking spike. You porn all of it. They getting a huge spike right now.
Right.
But what you going to do when you run out of lotion? What you gonna do?
Don't get that.
And no tissues to put that baby batter in. You ain't got no tissue left, fool. What you gonna do?
Oh my God! I read one thing about Italy. If they leave the house and they don't go either to the or they're trying to go somewhere else and not go into the store or something, they're fined like €260.
What is that in American dollars?
I don't know. It's not too much.
You can tell we're not international travelers.
Nope.
She just hear the number 260 like,
That's too much for me in any amount.
Yeah, $283 in U.S. dollars.
Oh, see? Fuck no.
Why would they get fined like that?
Because of the curfews and shit? Because they're quarantined.
Oh, okay.
They're all quarantined.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Yeah.
So you're going to actually capitalize on what's going on right now. Yeah, it sounds like black people.
Well, then don't get fucked up and don't leave your place.
And you know what's more, you know, the funny thing is, it's not that I'm not afraid of the coronavirus because I'm not afraid of it.
Mm-mm.
I'm definitely going to be smart about it.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be stupid about, you know, when it comes to making sure that I don't bring it home and all the above. I'm still more worried about the fucking police brutality out here on us unarmed black and brown citizens. That's what I'm most, you know, worried about, especially during a crisis like this.
Right.
And I don't even have to go into fucking deep diving details on why I'm worried about this when it comes to our people. Real shit. Especially if you're coming from places where, let's just keep it a buck, you and I both grew up in, you know, not so rich, lavish lifestyles. Of course we didn't. We grew up with, you know, ghetto, whatever we had to do. And I'm not talking about this in a negative light. I'm talking about the people that are at a disadvantage. And I'm not, you know, just at a disadvantage. And during crisis like this, it invokes desperate times. It invokes desperate measures.
Well, you already and see it's, what it's doing as it is. Yeah. Everybody's hoarding what it is. And, you know, the elderly people go without.
Yeah.
The poor go without. Because we can't get there. We can't get there and take what we need.
Fuck no, we can't.
So, I mean, how, I mean, you, everybody's doing this stuff and then you're taken away. Mm-hmm. I can't get wipes for my grandfather. I can't get gloves for my grandfather so I can take care of him.
Yep. And most importantly, having to still go out here and possibly be infected.
Exactly.
And you don't want to take it to a damn near 90-year-old man.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's a, that's lot, already of just, have enough, a lot of stress.
Health, you know, yeah, hell yeah. With his health already compromised.
And not only, every time, every few minutes, I get this impacted just surge in my chest that just wants to just explode because all the energy in the atmosphere right now.
It's tense. Of
everybody's,
it's high.
Anxiety is just insane, and it's in my chest, and it just wants to explode every 5 minutes. And I'm like, oh my God, people, breathe, please.
You sure you're not just horny?
No. Maybe. Maybe I am.
Well, you're going to be stuck with me plenty of time. I got plenty of time quarantined.
Well, good. You got to...
All the kids moved out, and here I am back in.
We'll just infect
each other. I'm already apologizing to you ahead of time. Sorry, babe.
Yeah, Lord.
Damn it, man. No, you don't, Ray. Oh, man.
Oh, my goodness.
But, yeah, I mean, of course the energy is high. That, you know, the intensity is, of everybody's anxiety and their emotions and the stress and people wondering, where's money going to come from? How am I going to pay my bills? This, that, and the
Why
other.
Why are the kids at home?
You can't rely on government relief in that way.
We're the first state to call off school for the rest of the year. I mean, yeah, other states are going to follow suit. And it's a smart thing to do because kids are gross.
And a lot, and you know what? And that was one of the sentiments that I had at my 9-to-5 this week, that there's a lot of parents at work that are concerned, like, holy shit. Of course, yeah, now we're being quarantined for a month, but my kids don't go to school the rest of the fucking year.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do. I hope daycares don't close. Because that's the only alternative I have for my children.
That will and probably that's gonna be happen next. Too.
So it's like, yo, it's
serious.
It's crippling. It's a crippling effect. Mm-hmm. The recession is already happening. I've said that.
Yeah.
I've said that. The recession is happening. And it ain't even really hit yet.
Nope. We got about maybe 2 to 3 weeks.
Yeah, the next week coming up is going to be really interesting on what develops over the next two weeks.
It's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
We'll still be here.
As long as you guys are being smart and you guys are, you know, getting prepared as possible.
Yeah.
But most importantly, if you're healthy and able-bodied, you might not have the means necessary to really take care of yourselves the way you would like most of us in the United States, for example. Look after the elderly, though. Mm-hmm. Look after the elderly and look after your children.
Really look after yourself. It is easy to keep your immune system boosted. Add herbs. It's so easy. Garlic, double that garlic, triple it.
Where are they going to buy it?
At the store.
No, what, yeah. Okay.
You can get it. Just get it in the mince.
Yeah, because we waltzed right through the store last weekend. Everything. And Gina literally looked at me and said, you can already see people are doing this all wrong.
Yeah.
When it comes to herbalism and apothecary
and
stuff.
If you want to eat healthy and boost your immune system, go to the store and it'll be there.
Yeah, and we just walked through there just fine. Like, we just
still there.
Yeah, like we just walk through normally, like we do any other time. So, I was like, holy shit, man. We just walk through with a full basket of just everything that we normally get.
Right. I mean, double your onions. Get your onions. Eat onions. Get the onion powder. You can't tell the difference. Just add it. Put a bunch in there. That helps.
Yeah.
Get your oregano in there. Get your thyme.
Garlic, like you talked
about. Rosemary. Yeah. Add your rosemary in there. Get all of that stuff in there. Just keep adding it. Your cayenne. Turmeric. Your turmeric.
Yeah.
Add it all in there. Your ginger root. Add that in some water.
Mm-hmm.
Drink it.
That's what I do all the time.
Your lemon.
I've been doing it for months. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing it for months. Cucumber, all that.
Yep.
A lot of your vegetation.
Yes.
Is what boosts your immune system.
Yes.
Especially if it's infused with water.
Yep. Just cook with it. Add it into your meat.
Mm-hmm.
Double, triple it. Just keep adding it. Can't taste the difference.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you'll love the flavor. I promise.
Well, during a time like this, ain't nobody got time to worry about no damn flavor. It's just like, damn, I gotta eat.
Get it
in. My kids have to eat.
Get it in
you. You know, my family has to be taken care of. There's a lot of people that are stressed out there. You know, especially, there's people already getting fired and losing their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Because of this crisis, and that's bullshit.
Yep.
That's complete bullshit. It's sad. It's just like, damn, man, you're losing your job during a crisis like this. What the fuck did they expect you to do?
And I get the government's trying to help. Hey, I get it. Here, we're going to try and send everybody $1,000.
What's that going to do?
Okay, well, then next year I have to give that back.
Man, who cares about giving it back? What's that going to do right now? Not shit.
But that's not the point. They're supposed to, I don't know. I mean, how much money have they taken from us that we've never asked back for?
Our whole lives?
You're right.
You want to have that epiphany right now?
So they want to give us $1,000 now for fuck us to give thousand. It back next year. You should just give it and say fuck it. We're gonna fucking help you guys.
You know what?
And you shouldn't even be having to fucking think twice about it.
Yeah, that raises a question to me right now though. How much the average grocery bill?
Oh, somebody did that one time, and everybody responded. It's roughly about 800. What they want to say, like 800 a month, about 200 a week, is what the responses were being, roughly around.
Well, just for couples, it takes between $385 and $765 per month.
Right.
Just for couples. Mm-hmm. This ain't talking about kids. It ain't including kids or, you know, if you have other family members living in your home or friends living in your home. What's $1,000 going to do? Not a damn thing.
Mm-mm. Not for food.
No. It's not. I mean, I'm not saying that it's not something.
Right.
But at the same time, it's nothing.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing. Not if we're shut down until August.
X amount of months.
He said August.
Yeah, especially for kids not being able to go to school.
Yeah.
That's grocery bills. Say if you got two kids. That's a couple.
Okay. Think
and
about if they're boys. Yeah. My God.
Nah, they ain't got nothing to do with boys. Our daughter still eats like a grown-ass man. Still eats more than me. They ain't got nothing to do with it. It's just kids. You know, growing, especially while your children are growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's tough right now. And if you ain't able to go to work and you wait on unemployment, which that shit's going to be backed up for months.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough times.
There are some scary times.
And obviously, we must be overreacting, according to your father.
Yeah. My father called me, I forget.
He called you a stupid, overreacting millennial.
Yeah, that's what it was.
What the fuck? Ladies and gentlemen, listeners out there.
I'm so not a millennial.
If your parents ain't got their motherfucking heads on straight about this situation, not saying to overreact.
We're not overreacting. I'm not overreacting. I haven't overreacted once about it.
Yeah. But I'm if you're not prepared, you got to be prepared. It's like having a gun. It's better to have one and not need it than to need one and not have it.
Right. I just want to be prepared with my grandfather,
yes,
Poppy.
That's the to ultimate make focus. Sure
that
because if he gets COVID-19, it's going to be over.
He won't make it.
He's going to be over him.
Yep. So it's like okay, well,
any kind of flu, not just COVID-19, but yeah, any type of flu, it's flu, over for him.
You know, he's down.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like okay, between all of us,
Gina's family update.
You know. Right, my aunt. But she works in the med field at a little office. Well, a little
clinic.
Like an emergency clinic or something like that.
Right.
So minor emergency.
Minor emergency.
That's what they are called or something like that.
Immediate care.
Yeah.
You know, it's all the same. Something like that.
But it's a really, really small one.
Yeah.
And so the hospital is calling on them to do their testing. So I'm like, okay, well, if, you know, she agrees, then you can't come over to Nano's.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, well, if my boss says that anybody, if she feels anyone that comes in is
infected,
you know,
or possibly exposed to it.
Right.
Yeah.
A danger.
Right.
Then I'll stop coming over and then you do Toby's eyes. I'm like, great.
Toby is the dog over
right.
there. He's like, the great. Blind one that ran into the fence and all the stories that you've heard if you've been listening to us for a while. Little goofy little bastard.
Toby. So I'm like, great. So now I have another job. Okay. So
like, yeah, got
she's
on
got a
plate.
Plan. But we're, okay, where's my plan?
Mm-hmm.
Dad's like, we're just going to wing it. I'm like, okay, we can wing it.
Now, your dad is notorious for doing what?
Procrastinating.
And?
Not doing anything. Passing the buck.
Nothing. But thinks he's doing everything. Shut up, man. Anyway.
So, and then my aunt and uncle, they have their daughter, and she's, you know,
young and able-bodied.
No, Caroline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Able-bodied.
Yeah.
Caroline, and she...
I was thinking your other aunt. You were talking about your Aunt Debbie, so I was thinking daughter.
No, that's the one I would have to do Toby's eyes if she gets quarantined right away. Mm-hmm. She can't go to Nana Poppy's. So then my other aunt and uncle, they got Caroline, so...
Mm-hmm.
They
and
can't.
What's her condition so people know?
Oh, she has severe autism and something else. She's nonverbal.
Mm-hmm. And strong as a motherfucker.
She is.
She'll beat your ass.
She's going to be 22 or 23 this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but yeah, she's an autistic. She's autistic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, on the severe,
And that alone is enough of a chore.
Yeah, so, I mean, they have to keep
and
her
not,
safe,
not in
too.
That way. I don't want to sound like I'm coming mm-hmm. across insensitive, but yeah.
So they have to keep her safe, too. And so, you know, and they're willing to do anything, you know, I ask. So, I mean, I have them, but that's still not a game plan. They're like, well, you know. We're there for you, mm-hmm. cheering you on.
Yeah, I was like, you know
I'm like,
what?
Okay.
I mean, I get it. You know, I get why she called. It was for moral support, but moral support ain't going to help right now.
Right.
It's just not going to help right now.
Okay, so if I contacted or contracted, what I don't know what it is. If I get it, mm-hmm. I can't go anymore. So who's going to do this?
I mean, you were talking about it in the group chat with your family.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
and then here comes Captain Dave, your dad,
yelling at me, laughing
at me, made you feel It got you depressed. It got you sad. It made you feel insignificant, which is bullshit. And we talk about that openly on our... We talk about this stuff openly on our platform. You're
probably one of those ones that bought all the toilet paper. I'm like, I haven't even bought any goddamn toilet paper, and we'll probably be out by next week.
Your dad is the... he is the pinnacle of bipolar, because he'll say some shit like that to you. But on the flip side, in public, he'll say, well, she's my daughter. She knows what she's doing. She's not stupid. She's the best thing ever. In that voice.
Yeah, really.
Literally in this voice. She's a best thing ever. You're probably one of those that overreacted, stupid, and bought all the damn toilet paper. And I go out all the time, 5-6 times a day, just to buy my snacks and my Paul Malls.
Please don't get no Paul Malls. What the fuck? You weirdo.
Got my pack of Paul Malls. You stupid millennials believe everything. Everybody's just overreacting, even though I wear my Make America Make Sense Again hat every day. So that's what I said. You should have retorted with, okay, so your favorite president, best president of all time, is he overreacting then?
Right. Well,
yeah. Then he would have changed the whole subject.
Right. He's the one that wants nobody gathering over 10 people.
Yeah, come on, man.
We're at 50 people right
Young
now.
Young listeners out there, if your parents sound this idiotic and stupid, tell them to shut the fuck up and sit down somewhere. Don't be afraid to tell your parents to sit the fuck down somewhere.
Yeah, I'm afraid, so I just hung up.
Yeah, right.
I did. I just hung
up. You wasn't afraid. You was pissed.
That's it.
The old little firecracker ass.
I had enough.
No, but seriously, if you're being raised by your parents or your grandparents or, you know, whoever your legal guardians are, there's nothing wrong, especially if they have underlying conditions that they ain't even acknowledging in their lives yet, to tell them to sit the fuck down for a little bit. It's not a time to belittle each other. Now, yeah, we crack jokes. And there's nothing wrong with jokes. Jokes happen. But belittling each other, making fun of each other on a, you know, on a vehement level, on an evil level, that's fucked up. It's not the time to do that. It's not the kung flu. It's none of that bullshit. That's not what this is. It's just another form, another strand of the coronavirus is what it is.
It's mutated.
Yeah.
And it mutated
That's
again.
What all viruses do, because it's survival of the fittest. Not only do humans try to survive, so does the microbiological world. And everything in between. Mm-hmm. If we didn't have homes... If we didn't have houses, if we didn't have apartments, if we didn't have any of those type of fortified structures around us, who do you think would still rule the world? Animals would be kicking our asses, and animals would still be the only ones on the planet pretty much surviving if we didn't have tools and weapons and spears and technology and years of evolution, right?
I suppose.
Yeah. Okay. Let's picture this. Okay. We don't have a house right now.
We don't.
There's coyotes. There's mountain lions. Mm. There's bacteria. There's elements.
Can I have a teepee?
Man, you can have a teepee all you want. That bear gonna slap that teepee out the way like you got me fucked up.
Are you gonna have a little skirt?
Why would I wear a little skirt? Just because I'm Native American. I'm not. It's not a skirt. Okay. It's a loincloth.
All right. I'll take it.
Oh, look at somebody cracking some sexual jokes all of a sudden. Somebody feeling frisky.
Maybe.
30 days of fornication.
We're trying to make those babies. We got but 9 months.
This is the time to really come together, man.
Yeah.
This is really a time to come. And it should be a wake-up call in more ways than just the COVID-19 virus.
Mm-hmm.
It should be a wake-up call. This is the serious topic that we should have had last week, even though we did crack some jokes. But jokes are going to come, people. It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know, I've always told you this. And this is something personal. I've always told you this. If I die an early death, if I die an early death, I hope it's something so stupid that people would laugh at. Darwin-esque.
Well, I doubt it's going to be the flu.
I've always said, if I'm going to die, I want it to be something so fucking funny.
Yeah, it won't be this one.
Of course, it'd be devastating to my baby over here.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I would always want it to be something funny, though, mm-hmm. if I die an early death. Like, what the fuck was a black dude doing? That ain't what we do. That ain't what. What did she talk you into?
I didn't. He chose it.
See? Blame it on her. Trust me. If it sounds like something a brother would never do, it's Gina's fault.
Uh-uh.
Yes, it is.
No.
Public record.
That's some bullshit.
All right, baby. What? Let's switch gears a little bit. We talked about COVID-19 for damn near 30-something minutes.
Okay.
It is what it is right now. Everybody just be smart, be safe, take care of your families, do the best you can during this time of crisis. I know financially it's fucked up and all the above too, but just do what you got to do.
Just breathe. Yeah,
take some time.
Yep.
Even if you're forced into time like me.
Read a
I'm
book.
Getting ready to drive this woman absolutely insane.
I know there's a book out there that you want to read.
Yep.
Go get a book and read.
Yeah, use this time to really, you know, not only just educate yourself, but I always talk from a creator side of things too. You know, use this time to create, man.
Play a new puzzle. Create. With your kids.
No.
Learn your kids.
All man. Over again.
Actually get to know them.
Learn me all over again. You ain't ever been stuck with me for 30 days, and I don't know how long that's been. I'm a whole new man.
Are you now?
Trojan man. No, thank God I ain't had to wear those for a while. That hysterectomy is the best thing to ever happen.
Wear those for a while? You hadn't had to wear those for since the beginning.
Yeah. That's right.
When I said you were mine.
Mm-hmm. When it became official.
Yeah, pretty much.
All them hoes in the beginning.
Yeah, you had quite a bit of those.
Hey, man, these hoes ain't loyal.
Yeah, I guess so. Found that out.
It is what it is.
I know, honey.
You said straight up, and just let them other hoes know when I come through, it's my time.
Yep.
Damn. Bars. Take notes, ladies.
Mm-hmm.
All right, babe, give us the rest of the family update. What's going on with Papa?
He's quarantined.
He mad as fuck. Go ahead and tell him what happened last weekend.
He calls. He's like, Dana. I'm like, what?
Speaking to the mic, baby. Y'all know you're looking out the window.
I know. I like looking out the window. He said, I'm going to the storage unit Monday. I'm getting picked up.
And this was Saturday last weekend, right?
Right. Yeah. I said, did you talk to Jeff? He says, no, he won't answer my calls. I said, oh.
Jeff is her uncle.
Okay.
His son.
I said, all right.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, no, I don't think you're going, Papa. He says, well, goddamn, yes, I am. I said, oh, this is fun. No, you're not, Papa. Because they called me yesterday. Who called you? I said, your facility called me. And I said, they said that nobody is to come or go. And that means you cannot go.
You on lockdown, son.
He said, why? I said, because there is a very, very bad virus going around.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's panicking. I said, Papa, don't go near anybody coughing. He said, oh, I won't. Mm-hmm. I said, you need to do deep breaths. Practice your breathing. Oh, I'm going around this place over and over and over again.
Breathing in everybody like, else's COVID.
Right? My lungs are really good. I said, okay.
But he was mad as fuck, though.
Because
he was like, I'm going. And then when you really broke it down to him, he's like, is it that bad, Gina?
He was.
Out there? Like, he's
scared.
Yeah, is it that bad out there? Yes, Papa, it yeah, is.
I just gotta see. He left me a message. It was hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta see if it's on here or which one it is.
Ain't nobody gonna understand it.
Yeah, they might.
You got to turn that volume all the way up.
How are you doing? Call me. I'm doing okay. The brain kind of keeping us in a room seat, but it's so far everybody's kind of getting along, and they're feeding us in a room. But it's quite a deal. Anyway, talking to you later. Bye.
Yeah, you're going to have to definitely translate that.
He basically said that they're having to eat in their room, and that everybody's doing okay. That was about it. That they couldn't leave their rooms.
Damn.
Yeah.
So he can't go around there and try to get some pussy or nothing.
No.
That sucks.
No, he's stuck. That's why I haven't been getting as many phone calls. So usually I can at least answer.
Because you can't come up there and give him snacks to barter all over the place with.
I usually can answer, and I haven't been able to answer because he can only call, you know, get out of his room a couple times a day.
Just to call. Yeah.
So, and of course I miss it because I'm either doing something or getting out the shower. The
world keeps spinning, man. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Poppy up or, you know.
A lot going on the outside.
So I miss it. And so I haven't got to talk to him.
Yeah.
To know what's going on. One message he told me, he was like, Jaina, I just won't need to know if you're okay. I was like, oh.
Well, yeah, he's checking up on you. Make sure you're all right.
So, yeah.
He's still trying to kiss your ass.
I know it. I know it.
Uh-huh. I got to do this real quick.
Okay.
I want to see what the fuck's going on.
With who?
We'll see. If it even answers. How you gonna text me and then not answer the phone?
Hello?
What's going on, man?
Nothing, cleaning.
Yeah. You cleaning? You?
Yeah,
okay. Not. Well, I figured that. He don't clean shit. What kind of dream did you have that I was there last night, man? What kind of kinky shit you want?
No, it was like not even an hour ago. I took a nap.
Uh-huh.
And then in the middle of the nap, I guess Caleb went to work. And then you took a bus, I guess, and came all the way here.
Came to Texas.
And you came into my room, woke me up, gave me a hug. And I said, what the hell? He said, Caleb, that work. I'm just coming to say hi. And I said, okay. And he said, no, I gotta go. I gotta catch the bus back to get work. Like, I woke up in the dream. And then I woke up and Dawn was here. And then Caleb was here.
What you doing dreaming about me, man? You miss me?
Aww.
By the way, you're on the podcast right now.
What?
You're on the podcast right now. Say what's up to everybody listening.
What's up?
This is our son Kyle, our middle son that just moved to Texas. So you say you what you cleaning up with, man? Y'all found some cleaning supplies and shit? Yeah.
Cleaning the table off
because it's like the same thing like human visited. What?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
So I'm cleaning everything up.
How have y'all been doing as far as groceries? You been able to find anything else?
What?
As far as groceries, have you been able to find anything else in the midst of this crisis going on? Yeah, that's what we were just talking about earlier on the podcast, that there was, I mean, you guys are having a hard time just trying to find anything.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, you got your Hot Pockets, so you happy as hell.
Okay.
Well, what's that?
Nothing else to you don't need anything else, huh?
The Hot Pockets is what's going to carry you through this shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, man. Mm-hmm. Well, this is what I'll do after we get done recording. I'll hit you back, all right?
Okay.
All right, son. Love you.
Love you, too.
Bye, Mom.
Bye.
Bye, Mom.
What are you doing dreaming about me?
I don't know.
He thought I scared him half to death in his dream, didn't he? I took a greyhound, went down there and gave him a fucking rear naked choke.
Right.
Aww. Yep. Keeping but our sons are definitely going through it in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just trying to get supplies and stuff too.
I know. They went to Walmart and he found one thing of Hot Pockets and he was so excited.
When they went to Walmart or Walgreens. Yeah.
And he found another pack.
But he hated those.
He didn't like those, but he got them anyways, I thought.
I didn't like them hot dogs either, but too bad.
Too bad we got them.
Oscar Mayer. Fuck Oscar Mayer.
And then, well, I got this Party Time ham too.
I seen it in there.
And I asked the lady, I said, "Do you know if you can freeze this?" She says,
it's meat. You can really freeze any kind of meat.
She says, "My husband's a butcher, and I'm gonna go. I know he's told me before, so I'm just gonna go with what he's kind of always told me before, even though I don't like it." And I said, "Okay, I'll go with it."
In other words, she don't listen to him,
right?
Translation: yeah. Married couples know what that means. I don't know what the hell he be talking about half the time, but that's what he said.
She says, "You can freeze it, but when you thaw it, it won't be as flavorful, it will still be good." Still, okay.
Black people been knowing that for years.
I said, "Well, I don't give a shit. It's food."
I don't even eat ham, but you know, shit gets dire.
Right? We're gonna have ham sandwiches.
Ew.
Or wraps or something.
Here go my privileged ass. I work too damn hard to eat a ham sandwich.
On homemade bread, you'll be just fine.
Oh, homemade bread. Hold on now, man. We had to melt some cheese on that motherfucker, too. We got cheese in there?
We got lots of cheese.
Okay, all right. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
I ain't eat no ham, no.
I just got to remember the next time I go to the store again to get some fucking yeast. Keep forgetting the goddamn yeast.
Almost made an inappropriate joke there.
Let's not.
Almost did. Oh, shit. We can go ahead and wrap this up, baby. Go ahead and plug our social medias.
I thought we already did it in the beginning, but we can do it again. It is on that little Twitter bird.
There you go.
At somewhere. And then on Instagram.
It's in the description, people.
Yeah. You can just go down there and fucking click. It's easy. Just do it. Yeah.
All right. Anything else you want to say before we get out, though?
Just be safe.
Yeah.
Common sense, people. Common sense. Just please, common sense.
In what sense?
All aspects of everything.
Of existence?
Yes.
Now my dad's calling.
I know.
I ain't going to put him on a podcast yet because I do want to have him in house.
In house. Okay.
Yeah, I do want to have him in house because I know me and him will go completely.
He probably wants to know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah, I've been texting him a little bit about what's going on too. But yeah, my dad just, you know, quick side note, he just had complete total knee replacement surgery.
On one knee.
On one knee. On one knee, but he also got laid off back in January. So for people that are out there dealing with that, we understand. He got laid off, so he was like, "Well, fuck it, I'm gonna use up this insurance. I'm gonna get me at least one knee in this motherfucker."
So he should have did both knees and just been good with it for the rest of his life.
Well, he got the one. He got the main one that was trashed more than the other one. So he got that one done. And he's been sitting back complaining because he ain't been able to get out the house and cabin fever and all this other shit. And I told him the other day, I said, "Dad, this is the perfect time for you to have this because your ass don't need to be out the house any damn way."
Nope.
With all this shit going on.
No.
Nope. So, shout out to my dad, man. I'm going to call him back, too.
Okay.
Yeah, but everybody use common sense. Be safe. Be responsible. Look after your loved ones, your family, your friends. Look after each other. This is a time for solidarity and coming together for real.
Right.
For real.
Helping your neighbor.
Yeah. Yeah. Do whatever you can.
It's not hoarding. It's not taking. It's not being selfish. It's helping your neighbor.
Mm-hmm. And most importantly, take this time out an opportunity to do everything, focus on everything, come up with a game plan, write it down. I got a whiteboard in the room that I write down visions all the time. Gina don't know what the fuck a lot of that shit means on there, but I do.
Nope.
But I do.
I make up my own shit for it. Oh, it's pretty funny.
That's what I call my vision board. Yep, absolutely. So everybody, please be safe. Have a great weekend. Have a great week coming up. Hopefully, nothing tragic happens to you, your friends, your family, and loved ones. And we shall talk to you next week on my first week of quarantine.
All right.
And most importantly, as shitty as this sounds, might as well say it now. Happy birthday, Mrs. President. Running up against Kanye West in 2024. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. I love you very much.
Oh, thank you.
Even though we can't go out and enjoy it.
No.
Damn it, man. That sucks so bad. Oh, and I got to tell you something, too, after we get done recording, because I finally emailed them bastards back about where my gift was for you, and it's not the news I wanted, so.
Okay.
But you'll like it. Eventually.
Well, anyways.
All right, everybody. Have a great week. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Deuces.